Okay, so we're on Daf Pei Vav tonight of Yevamot. So if you remember, yesterday we did the Mishnah, and in the Mishnah we said that if you have a Bat Levi, 1 second, where is it? Yeah, a Bat Levi the Israel, not Levi, no. Yeah. 1 second, 1 second, 1 second, yeah. Yeah, we said if you have a bat levi that's mereses the kohen, or a bat kohen that's mereses the levi, they can't eat maaser. In other words, the right to maaser is terminated. Actually, you have right. So, right. So the right to maaser is terminated. So the Gemara said, like, why is it like the right to eat maaser terminated? Maaser, anybody can eat the maaser rishon. So the Gemara says our Mishnah follows Reb Meir. Reb Meir here holds that only levim are allowed to eat maaser rishon. Just like truma, only kohanim can eat. Reb Meir holds that only levim can eat maaser rishon. So on line four on Pei Vav Min Aleph, the Gemara says, "My Talmid Reb Meir, what's the reason for Reb Meir who holds that only levim can eat the maaser rishon?" So Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rabba b'Shmei d'Gemara. So Rav Acha, the son of Rabba, says the name of the Gemara. So when it says the name of the Gemara, it means in the Masorah. So if you look in Rashi around the 10th narrow line, b'Shmei d'Gemara, Kach kibel mi Rabbo, he had a tradition from his Rebbe, Rabbo mi Rabbo, and his Rebbe from his Rebbe, Ad Rebbe Meir, Sheshama mishmo. In other words, going back, there was a chain of tradition going back to Rebbe Meir. It's not based on his own seichel. His tradition is this is why Reb Meir holds it. So back in the Gemara, my time Reb Meir, Amar Bacha Brei Rabba Shmei the Gemara. So there's a pasuk in Parshat Korach. It says Kiyat Maasar Bnei Yisrael Sheyirimu LaHashem Truma. So at the end of Parshat Korach, it goes through what the Kohanim get and what Levim get. It's Korach was challenging the rights of Aaron. So at the end of the Parsha, it speaks about what the Kohanim get and what the Levim get. So it says, Ki et ma'asar b'nei Yisrael shi'iru l'Hashem truma. The ma'aser, the tithe that Klal Yisrael will take from the crops, which is ma'aser rishon, that they'll take a truma. Truma is like a contribution, but it calls it truma. That which is lifted off is called the truma. So he takes it that there's a hekesh between ma'aser rishon and truma. Hekesh means a connection between the two when they're both mention the pasuk together. Ma truma through the zarim, af maaser rishon as through the zarim. So Meir takes it just like truma is prohibited to non kohanim, so to maaser is prohibited to non levim. That's the way his verse base. So then the Gemara says, ima truma chaylug meita v'chomesh. So by truma, if you're going to make the whole hekesh, so truma, if I eat truma b'mezid and I'm a non kohen, I'm a chayiv mita b'dei shemayim, I'm a chayiv death at the hands of heaven. And if and if I eat the truma b'shogeg, I have to pay a keren b'chomesh, the principal amount plus a chomesh, plus a fifth. But the fifth, I think, comes out to be the fourth or whatever. This is the gavim the bar. So the Gemara says, af maser chayiv mita b'chomesh. So maybe if you're making the whole tzushtel, so maybe maaser is completely like truma, just like truma only by kohen and maaser only by levim. So just like truma, you're chayav meat to be day shemayim if you eat it b'shogeg. So to maaser should be that way, and just like truma, you eat it. If you eat it b'mezid, you're chayav meat. And just like truma, you eat it b'shogeg, you're chayav keren v'chomer. So to maaser. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Umeitu bo ki chaluhu yasafta nishito alav." So these are two different pesukim. So it says in Parshat Emor, the ones who eat the truma will die. That's the source that it's a chiyuv mita b'dei shemayim if you eat it b'mezid. And then it says if somebody eats the truma b'shogeg, he has sab chamishi to'alav. He adds a fifth to it. So bo below b'maaser. So the Gemara Darshan said, umeitu bo. And there was a kutcha saying, umeitu tichalu. They'll die because they're desecrating it. Zumeitu bo, you're eating an it. It's in his it, bo is a miyut. Bo below the maaser, meaning only for the truma, not for the maaser. And then it says the asaf kamish to alav. He added a fifth to it. He says alav below al maaser, not the maaser. Or let me just summarize because Dana just came in and I just want to repeat, and then we'll move on a little bit. Okay. So we said in yesterday's Gemara, that according to a mayor, only Levim are allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. That's the first Yisod. So if a Bat Levi is mureset to Israel, she loses her right to eat Maaser Rishon. And so we said, well, what's the difference? Anybody could eat Maaser Rishon. So he said, no, our Mishnah follows Rav Meir, holds that only Levim could eat Maaser Rishon. And he's a Shitziachid, the Chami Rech Mechulak with him. So then the Gemara says, well, what's the reason for Rav Meir? So the Gemara brought down from Rav Acha Barid the Rabbah, had a Besorah from his Rebbeim, going back to Rav Meir, it's based on a Pasuk in Korach. It says, Ki Maaser B'nei Yisrael Sherimu L'Hashem Truma. There's a Hekesh between Maaser Rishon and Truma in the Pasuk. At least that's the way Chazal take it. So just like Truma is only eaten by Konim, so too Maaser is only eaten by Levim. So then the Gemara said, once I make that Tzushtel, so then just like Truma, if I eat it B'mezid, I'm a non-Kohen, I'm a Chayv Meat to be the Shemayim. If I eat it B'shogeg, I'm paying Karen B'chomesh, so maybe Maaser is the same way. So the Gemara learned that there are Mi'utim from the Pasuk. It says, Meituvo Ki'achaluhu, by Truma, Meituvo. Only for Truma, then you die, not for Maaser. And then Biasaf Chamishi Toalav. You'll add a fifth to it. That's the Truma, but not to the Maaser. Okay, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up? Rabbi has a question. Go. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay, now, let's keep going. Now, now we're up to Verabanan, around the 10th line, okay? Verabanan, now the Chachamim are Mechulak with Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim hold that anybody can eat Maaser. So how do they darshan the Pasuk? What do they do with that Pasuk? That seems to say like there was a Hekesh between Maaser and Truma. Verabanan, they learn the Pasuk, Ma Truma Tovela, just like if Truma has not been taken out from a batch of crops, the crop is Tevel. So Tevel, your Chayav Mita, eat the Tevel, Af Maaser Rishon Nami Tovel. So too, if Maaser Rishon has not been taken from the crops, you're also Chayav Mita, the way Rashi learns. Uchidatanya. So that's the connection between Truma and Maaser. And Tevel means untithed produce. You haven't taken off the Trumas and Maaser yet. So let's look at Rashi. Af Maaser Rishon Tovel. Even though there's no mita, if a person, a non-Kohen, according to the Chachamim, would eat Maaser Rishon, nevertheless, your Chayav Mita, if you eat from Tevel, that Maaser Rishon has not yet been taken from. Let's see back in the Gemara. He says, like we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, now this Braisa is going to support the idea that you're chayev for eating tevel, even if the Maaser Rishon hasn't been taken from it. Uchidatani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, you're fully chayev el al tevel, shuram yenu kol ikar. I might have thought I'm only chayev, and it sounded like Rashi, at least in the first instance, there would be a chayev mita. He says, only if nothing has been taken from it. It's totally untied produce. Hurumenu truma gedola, hurumenu Maaser Rishon. Let's say Truma Gedola, which is a regular Truma, was taken from it, but not Maaser Rishon. Or Maaser Rishon v'lo Maaser Sheni. Or even Maaser Rishon was taken from it, but not Maaser Sheni. Or Vafilu Maaser Ani. Or even, let's say, Maaser Ani is just eaten by the poor people. So there's no Kedusha that's attaching to Maaser Ani. Where do I see that Rabbi Ita Tevel HaMakayev says, Binayin Tamalomar. Now this Limud, you have to focus on the Limud. It says, one pasuk says you can't eat in your gates. It's talking about Maaser Sheni. There's the Maaser Sheni I have to eat in Yerushalayim. Ulahalan hu omer v'aklu b'sharecha b'sabeyu. It says it concerning the Maaser Ani that they will eat it in your gates and they'll be satiated, the poor people. So Maaser Recha mur lahalan Maaser Ani afsharecha mur kan Maaser Ani. So the Gemara takes it. The Gemara is darshening the first pasuk lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha as referring to Tevel. The Pshuto shall make Red's not. But that's the way the Gemara is understanding the Pasuk, as if it's referring to Tevel. And when we take it then, Torah says you can't eat. That's the drasha the Gemara has. So I have this drasha from Rabbi Yossi. So from there I see that I can't eat Tevel. I can't eat Tevel if anything has not been removed from the crops. I can't eat it. It still has a Chal Shem of Tevel. But if I only had the Braisa, Avamina Lalav, Avamita Lo, I would only say, If I have a lav, if you eat it, lo techol b'sharefa, but mita, I would know kamash malan. So kamash malan, the first pasuk, which was kiyamas rabbanei sashul l'shem truma, but truma in with the truma and the maaser, they're all connected. Lishna achrina, a different version was maaser rishon detaviel with Rabbi Yossi nafka. We start off with the price of Rabbi Yossi, and if maaser rishon has been taken, saisit tevel. And ime ahi av min alav av omitalo kamash malan. All right, let me just pause for 1 second. Let me read a little bit, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so first, this is from the Aladaf. The Gemara draws on pasuk. It teaches that a non-kohen of each truma is subject to me to be the shemayim, death in the hands of heaven. The Gemara discusses the prohibition against eating tevel, a part of service still prior to the separation of truma and maaser. The Gemara draws on pasuk that even if truma was separated, the product is called tevel. So maaser is also separated. Anyone who eats tevel, even a kohen, is subject to mita bidei shemayim. So if you eat the tevel, even though the truma has been removed, you still have mita bidei shemayim. So Rashi,
I can't hear one word you're saying. I cannot hear one word that you're saying.
I don't know what to do. I am saying as best I can. Please listen closely, and I'll review it in a minute. Okay. So Rashi comments that even without a pasuk, we know that one is subject to mita bidei shemayim for eating tevel. Part of the separation of truma, because such tevel contains truma. So in other words, why do we need a pasuk to teach me that I'm chayav mita for eating tevel? The tevel's got truma mixed in, so I know I'm chayav mita for eating truma. So a pasuk is needed to teach that after truma is separated, the part is still called tevel, it's forbidden to be eaten, even though the tevel contains only a maaser, and there's no prohibition for Yisrael to eat maaser. So, okay, so then he says, Tosfos challenges Rashi's explanation that tevel, prior to separating truma, is forbidden due to its truma content. Tosfos proves from the fact that even konim are forbidden from eating tevel. Tevel prohibition is independent isur, which is not related to truma. Okay, so it means like this. Rashi says that tevel, in other words, Rashi seems to be learning that you have tevel, which is untied produce, which contains truma in it. So Rashi seems to imply that it's chayav mita because of the truma that's mixed into it. So Tosfos asks, how could that be? Because even if a kohen eats tevel, he's chayav mita. So how can Rashi be correct? So the Asvan deraisa, that's Rav Yosef Engel, in defense of Rashi, infers from the words of the Rambam that a kohen's right to partake of truma is similar to the right to partake of a korban. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that a portion of a korban that a kohen eats is not his personal property, rather mishulchan gavo kazaka. In other words, it belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and at a certain point in time, I'm allowed to eat portions of the korbanot. It was Mishulchan Gavoa der Zocha, the Zocha from God's table. The Asvan Doraisa explains that the kohen does not obtain the privilege to eat truma at the divine table until truma is separated from the tevel. So even if I'm a kohen, but and I eat the tevel that's got truma in it, but I'm still chayav mita because it's not my truma yet. If he partakes of tevel truma from the divine table for requiring permission to do so, he's subject to a penalty for his akin to a kohen who partakes of a korban prior to Zrika, before the sprinkling of the blood.
I mean, give it to any Kohen he wants. I don't want to give it to you. I want to give it to your other friend.
All right. One second. Okay. All right.
Is that right?
Well, the thing is like this. If he eats from the tevel, but maybe let's say the person gives him, let's say it could be the Kohen's tevel, or it could be the person giving permission to eat from the tevel. All right. Ruth, are you okay or you got a problem?
I do not have a problem, but what happens, two things happen. The speed.
I got it. Did you understand what I said?
What you just said, yes.
Okay, good. Now, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? What do you got for me, Rafi? You good?
I have a general question.
What's a general question? Go.
What was supposed to be in Yerushalayim, not Tuma?
Wait, say again, repeat. Maaser Sheni.
What did they do with the
Tam of Shiloh. Right. Okay. Anything else? Okay, let's move on. Okay, we're moving on. Okay, let's looking back in the daf. All right. So now we're on the line that begins Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, B'mayu Kimta Kira Meir. So the Gemara says, who do we say the mission is like the Tan Rameir? That's what we said. The mission follows Rameir. So Ema Seifa, let's plug in the end of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to say we have a problem. He says the case is about Levi Mu Reset Lekoing. If about Levi, you know, the daughter of a Levi that's has Eirusin with a Kohen. About Kohen Levi, lo tochal lo betrumah v'lo b'maaser. So about Levi is being rested to the Kohen, she loses her right to eat the maaser, and she doesn't have the right to eat truma yet. And about Kohen to Levi the same way. So hacha maizarat ikas. So the issue is, what's the problem with eating the maaser in this situation? In other words, if she's a bat Levi and she's mureset to a Kohen, so according to so in Akinami, according to Rameir, only Shevet Levi can eat the maaser, but she is a bat Levi. She's a bat Levi, and if she's a bat Kohen, she's also from Shevet Levi. So why is it, in other words, why is she not allowed to eat the maaser? So that's a problem that's not working out well for Rebbe Meir. So Amar of Sheshet, Ma'ein Ochel. Now the Gemara has a sea change here. Now the Gemara is like rejecting that our mission is going like Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says Amar of Sheshet, Ma'ein Ochel to Katani, meaning Rav Sheshet is saying the whole Mishnah when it says Eina Ochelet, like the Mishnah says about Yisrael who rests the Kohen and everybody the Eina Ochelet, Eina no tenet reshut latrom. Means that she's not authorized to give permission for somebody to take truma from her husband's crops. In other words, that's what it means. So it means that if a bat Levi is molested to the Kohen, she's not entitled to give permission to somebody to take truma from her husband's crops. He says, Mechlal Nisun Natan Rishut. So from there, I would deduce that if she went to Nisun, she would be authorized to say that you can take truma. So the Gemara says, that's exactly right. But Tani, we learn the Brisa, Bachotemoto Bachomakom, Atemu Beitchem. So this is at the end, the Pasuk at the end of Korach, you'll eat a Bachomakom, Atemu Beitchem. I don't know if this is talking about Truma or Maaser here. One second, let me just double check. One second. It's talking about mass there. Right. So he says, you can eat it anywhere, you ubeitchem, your household, which means like a code for your wife. We made on the subat tenet reshut latrom. So the Gemara darshans it out that this pasuk is giving authority to the wife to designate people to take off the truma, or the masrot it would be. So Talmir Rishut the Trom Lechol, maybe it's just that she has Rishus to eat it. That sounds Ba'achal Tem, sounds like you eat it. Amar Truma Chamura Ochelet. So if she's a Bat Kohen, she can eat the Truma Chamura. So he says, Maser Akalo Kol Shekin. So certainly she can eat the Maiser. El Limin on the Subah is just Rishut the Trom. So here the Gemara is saying that the Pshat and the Mishnah is, in other words, we're rejecting that it goes like Rabbi Meir. And we're going back to the idea that anyone can eat the maaser rishon. And when it says in the Mishnah that a bat Levi that's mureset to a Kohen, you know, can't eat the maaser rishon, it means that she's not entitled, but she can't eat the truma. It means that she can't direct people to take off the tithes from her husband's produce. But if she's nesua, then she could. There's only somebody who's authorized to do it. And when she's mureset, she's not authorized. That's this mala. Let me do a few more lines, then we'll pause to summarize. Okay. Now Marbury Deravna Amar. Now Marbury Deravna is reinstating the Mishnah according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that only Levim can eat the maaser. It says Lomar Shin Chokin LaMaaser Beta Goranot. So he says the end of the Mishnah that says if she's let's say a bat Levi that's been arrested to a Kohen. And then it says, "Eino ochelet lo betruma v'lo b'maaser." What it means is that if she shows up at the granary, we wouldn't give her, you know, the trumas and the maasros. That's what it means. He says, "So hanich l'man d'bar mishum yichud." So there's a brisa later on that says we didn't get to it yet. But there's a brisa later on daf kuf that says that if the wife of a kohen shows up at the beit hagranot, we don't give her truma. So there's a machloket, why wouldn't we give the wife of the Kohen truma if she shows up? So the Gemara has one opinion says because of Yichud. It was we're afraid that she's going to be alone. We don't want to encourage the women to show up at the granary. We're afraid that there'll be miyached with the man there. So we don't discard Yichud. That's one explanation. And the other explanation is we're afraid that she might get divorced and then we wouldn't know she's divorced and we'd still continue to give her Truma. And we don't know what the latest update is. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hanich Laman Damar Mishim Yichud. So according to the opinion, says the problem is Yichud. Does that make sense? Whether she's the wife of a Kohen or she's a Bat Levi that's, you know, married to a Kohen. So the Mishnah would be teaching me that she can't show up in the Beit HaGranot. That's the end of the Mishnah. El Laman Damar Mishim Grusha. But according to the opinion that we're afraid that she's divorced and we're not updating the divorce, Grusha Bat Levi Milo Achla B'Baiser. We're talking about a Bat Levi that's Mureset to a Kohen. So we're saying the pshat is she can't show up because we're afraid that, you know, maybe she'll be divorced and they won't realize it. But as far as Maaser is concerned, the worst case scenario, she's divorced, but then she's still entitled to eat the Maaser. So the Tamek, so the Gemara says, but according to that rationale, Grusha Bat Kohen Milo Achla B'Truma. Let's say the wife of a Kohen is herself a Bat Kohen. So wouldn't she also be allowed to eat Truma? And yet, Chazal say that she can't pick up the Truma because we're afraid about divorce. El Gzeirah Shem Grusha Bat Yisrael. The whole Gzeirah is because of a Bat Yisrael that's married to a Kohen. That's the Gzeirah. In other words, a Bat Yisrael is married to a Kohen. We don't give her the Truma and the Beit HaGranot because we're afraid maybe she'll get divorced and she won't tell us and we'll still give her a Truma. So in Achinami, it's going to cover cases that wouldn't make a difference. If she's a Bat Kohen, it wouldn't make a difference. But that's the Gzeirah. Ihachi. So that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. One second. So Gemara says, Ihachi, my Yerimu Reset, Afilim is Tuanami. So if that's the case, it shouldn't make a difference that she's a Bat Levi that's Reset to a Kohen. Even if she's Nesuit to a Kohen, should be the same rule that she can't get the Truma and the Mice there. So the Gemara says, that's correct. I did Tana Reshim Reset, Tana Nami Seifa Reset. Because in the beginning of the Mishnah, he learned the word Mureset. So to here, he learns Mureset. So again, so it means that we could say that the according to the last of Kempta, the Mishnah is following Rameir. So the beginning of the Mishnah, if Israel's Mureset to the Kohen, then she can't Truma. And if she's Mureset to the Levi, she can't eat the Maaser Rishon because she's not allowed to eat the Maaser Rishon. But at the end of the Mishnah, when it talks about Levi that's Mureset to a Kohen and that she can't eat the Maaser. So the Bat Levi that's Mureset to a Kohen, so Mamela, there the issue is that she can't show up in the Beit HaGranot, she can't show up in the granary to get Maaser or Truma, even after Nisuin, she can't get it, because we're afraid of Yichud, or we're afraid that she's going to get divorced, and then we could run into a problem. In this case, not, but as a general gzeira. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us on anything we did so far? All right. Wait, which case? Which case? To a who? Wait, which case? Okay, but Levi's Mureset to a Kohen, right? Right, we said she can't. So we said the pshat means now that she can't. So we said, why can't she eat mice there? She is about Levi. So the Gemara says that it doesn't mean that she can't eat the mice there. It means that she can't go to the Beit HaGranot to get the distribution. All right. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay. All right, we're three lines to the bottom on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Okay. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Truma LaKohen Umaaser Rishon Levi Dibur Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Truma is only eaten by Kohanim. Maaser Rishon are only eaten by Levim. That's the way Rabbi Akiva learns. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer LaKohen. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who himself was a Kohen, says the Maaser Rishon goes to the Kohen. So the Gemara says LaKohen below Levi. I mean, he holds the Maaser Rishon goes to a Kohen, not for Levi. Ema Af LaKohen. Means even to a Kohen. So let's go slowly. So we have a machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Kiva, Truma is only eaten by Kohanim, and Maaser Rishon only eaten by Levim. And Truma is only given to Kohanim, Maaser Rishon is only given to Levim. And according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Maaser Rishon can be given to a Kohen or a Levi, and can be eaten by a Kohen or a Levi. Okay? So let's see back. We're on Amud Beis now, on Pavavam Beis, the second line. So the Gemara says, my Tama the Rebbe Akiva. What's the reason, Amud Beis? What's the reason for Rebbe Akiva, who holds that Maaser Rishon is only eaten by Levim? It says, Dechtiv, Biela Levim, again, a pasuk from Korach, that's where all the psukim are, about the Matno Kuna Matno Levia. Dechtiv, Biela Levim, to the Berbi Amar Talihem. You'll speak to Levim and you'll say to them, you know, so he says, B'Levim Kamishtai Kra. So the pasuk is talking about, you know, Maaser Rishon is talking about Levim. So Pshuto Rishon, you know, I'm learning the pasuk in the simplest way. It's just Levim. So he says, V'idach, but the other Tana, which is Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who says that Maaser Rishon could be eaten by the Konim, he's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He follows like the sheet that's set forth by Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, the Yisrim V'arba Makomo Nikru Konim Levim. 24 places in Tanakh, Konim are referred to as Levim. He says, means that every Kohen is also a Levi, which I think what you wanted to say before. Okay, he says, one second. He says, V'zeh Akamihem. Now, he doesn't list all 24, but he lists one of them. He says, V'akonim Levim B'nei Tzadok. The Konim who were Levim B'nei Tzadok. So Tzadok was a Kohen Gadol. And it says Levim were his children. So Levim, who are Konim, the Konim are called Levim. So if the Konim are, if every Kohen is a Levi, so Mela is a corollary to that. So every Kohen could receive Maaser Rishon as well. And can eat Maaser Rishon. So he says, so Rabbi Akiva, so what does Rabbi Akiva respond to that? Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. Rabbi Akiva, and it's in Rabbi Akiva, Haklo Matzid Amri. Rikiba says, here you can't say the din of Maaser Rishon that the Kohen is considered a Levi. Dichtiv, because there's another pasuk, again, this is also in Parshat Korah, it says, Va'achal temoto b'chol makom. You'll eat it, i.e. the Maaser Rishon, b'chol makom, in every place. Mishachol ochlo b'chol makom. It refers to somebody who could eat it in every place. It's HaKohen she'achol ochlo b'beit HaKvarot. It excludes a Kohen who can't eat the Maaser Rishon in the cemetery. In other words, the Kohen can't go into a cemetery, so obviously he can't eat the Maaser Rishon and the Beit HaKvarot. So Rabbi Akiva is learning from this pasuk that there's an exclusion that Kohen can't eat the Maaser Rishon. This is V'achal temoto b'chol makom. You'll eat in every place. The people can eat in every place. That Kohen can't eat in every place. The Irach, the other Tana, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, what does he do with that pasuk? Kol heicha d'bai means he can eat it wherever he wants to eat it. Meaning what? To lo bai choma. That it doesn't require a home. It doesn't require the wall of the city of Yerushalayim. And I don't have to eat it in Yerushalayim. I can eat it anywhere. In that sense, he says, V'achil e'betum aguf lo laki. And if he eats it in a state of tuma, he doesn't get malchut for it. That's what the pasuk means. Okay, let's go slowly. Let's go slowly. And we'll summarize. And we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so we mentioned a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Reb Elazar ben Azariah as to who gets the Maaser Rishon. You know, there's really two machlokot in this. They're two separate machlokot. One machlokot is who eats the Maaser Rishon. Can a non-lady eat the Maaser Rishon? And that was machlokot between Reb Meir and Chachamim. This machlokot, who receives the Maaser Rishon as a gift from Klal Yisrael, what? It is a big difference because it means if I hold like the Chachamim, then even if I get the food, I could sell it to Yisrael. I could have Yisrael over for lunch with the Maaser Rishon. So anyway, so this machloket is who receives the Maaser Rishon. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Maaser Rishon has to be given to a Levi and Truma has to be given to the Kohen. Whereas according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, the Maaser Rishon can be given even to a Kohen, because every Kohen is also a Levi. And then they have an argument about the Pesukim and how this is going to go. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? I understand. Repeat the question. No, the question is not when I'm allowed to eat it. It means I can have you over for lunch. Let's say I'm a Levi and I got the Maaser Rishon. Can I invite you to lunch to eat the Maaser Rishon with me? That's machlok between Rav Meir. That's machlok and Rav Meir. This is different machlok. Who's going to receive the Maaser Rishon? So according to Rabbi Akiva, only Levim get Maaser Rishon. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Levim and Kohanim get it. Okay?
When we learn the Bechol Makom, we learn that the Kohen cannot eat the Bechol Makom, Haino Beit Kvarot.
Right.
So how about the Nazir? Let's say it's a person who is a Nazir and is a, you know, so is he also excluded based on this principle?
So Daniel asks, what about a Nazir? So I would think it's a little. I think it's a little bit different because the Kohen, the rules of the road. He's born, he can't go to the Beit HaKvarot. The Nazir, first, it's a limited time situation with the Nazir, but secondly, that's something that he adopted on himself. Or was he created the whole nether with the Nazirus? So I don't think it's the same thing, but you'd have to look more. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara now. Everybody with me? Okay, so we're 10 lines from the top on Pei Vav Amud Beis. Okay, now the Gemara gets into a story about this Gina, and this is really opening up into a little bit of a different situation. There was a garden that now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva to live after the Korban Beis Hamikdash. So he says, Hayikinta to have a Shakil Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Masa Rishomina. So there was a certain Gina. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, notwithstanding the fact that he was a Kohen, again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva are the Balei Machloket about whether a Kohen is entitled to Maaser Rishon. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that Kohenim are entitled to Maaser Rishon. So there was a Gina, and he would get the Maaser Rishon from the Gina. So Azal Rabbi Akiva felt that Kohenim were not entitled to get Maaser Rishon. Azal Rabbi Akiva, Ahadri the Pitzel, the Beit Kavre. So Rabbi Akiva came, and he rearranged the door. So he may have closed one door, sealed one door, and opened up an opening. The only way you can get through there is through a cemetery. So you have to go through a cemetery to get the Gina. Obviously, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is losing his right to get the Maaser Rishon because he can't get there anymore. So Amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva b'tar milo banachayi. It was Akiva with tar milo, it was his satchel. The way Rashi takes it, on the third white line in Rashi, Akiva b'tar milo mishum d'ra Akiva, reya de Kabba Savua hava. It's a reference that Rabbi Akiva was once the shepherd of Kabba Savua. You know, Rabbi Akiva, before he became a Talmid Chacham, was a shepherd. So he's saying, it sounds like a little bit of, you know, like a like disparaging comment. Akiva b'tar milo, he has his tar mil, he says, but I'm going to live. I can manage without this Maaser Rishon. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was indeed a wealthy person. Okay, now the Gemara mentions the coming Gemara. We're going to connect the story with the Gina. Now, up till now, we've been talking about the Din Doraisa, about who gets Maaser Rishon and who gets Truma. Now, Chazal teach us that in the time of Ezra, there was a penalty that Ezra imposed on the Kohanim regarding Maaser Rishon, and we'll see exactly what the penalty was. So it's either that, well, we'll see, it's either that it's going to go to poor people, or it's also going to go to Kohanim. We'll see in a minute. Because the Levim didn't make Aliyah in the time of Ezra. And Ezra wanted to come to Eretz Israel, and 40,000 people came with him, but Levim stayed behind in Babel. So we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Itmar, but they might consume Levium by Maaser. Why did they penalize Levium with respect to Maaser? So, Pliba Rabbi Yonatan Basavia. This machloka between Rabbi Yonatan and Savia. Chadamar Shloa Lubim Ezra. One says the penalty was imposed because they didn't make Aliyah in the time of Ezra. The Chadamar Kedishus Mechu Konim La Bimeitumatan. One said it's so Konim could, you know, have something to eat when they're in a state of Tumah. Now, whatever penalty is going to be imposed, so the simple pshat, and quoting the article from the Ritva, is the bezin as a koach, hefker bezin hefker. In other words, the bezin as a koach said your property belongs to somebody else. In other words, I declare your property hefker bezin hefker, which is a big koach the bezin has. So with that koach, they're able to say that the Maaser Rishon that went to you, we're going to go with somebody else now. So he says, so the Gemara says, Shleim Laman Damar Shlo Alu Mishum Hashim Tansinu. So, according to the opinion, it says that they didn't make Aliyah, therefore they were penalized. That I understand. But the one who says that the penalty was imposed on Levim, so the Kohanim, when they're Tame, they can't eat the Truma, they'll have something to eat, i.e. the Maaser Rishon, Mishum Konim Katsin Levim, because the Konim need food that they're penalizing Levim. So the Gemara says, Ella, Kuliyama Kanasa Shlo Lubimeyaz. The Gemara says, no. Everybody agrees that the penalty was imposed because they didn't make Aliyah. Bahaka Bahakim Iflagi. And here the Machlokan is as follows. Mar Savar Kanasa La Aniyim. One holds that the Kanas was for the benefit of Aniyim. Now, this is very tricky. So there's a Tosfos here. Toso says, that according to Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva holds that only Levim were entitled to the Maaser Rishon. So the way Rabbi Akiva will interpret this is now not just Levim, but also Aniyim could get the Maaser Rishon. So then they'll share it with the Aniyim. That's that way it's going. So let's sit back in the Gemara. So Katsinu Levim. So he says here, Savar Makanas Aniyim, Umar Savar Konim Mitu Atam Aniyim Ninu. One holds that the Konim, when they're Tame, they're Aniyim. Meaning, Rabbi Kiva will learn that the Maaser Rishon could also be shared with the Konim, according to that side. So either you're going to share the Maaser Rishon with Shevet the Aniyim, or you'll share the Maaser Rishon with the Shevet Kahuna. That's the Knas. And Reb Lazar ben Azariah, who holds that Kohanim were always entitled to it, so he'll hold like the second way, and he'll hold that it was, I think, only given to the Kohanim. One second. No, I have a sheet here. He has here. Yeah. He says here. Yeah. Right. So, according to Reb Lazar ben Azariah, the Knas is now only the Kohanim will get it. Now only the Kohanim will get it. Okay? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Hold it for 10 lines and I'll come to you, okay? He says, so the Gemara says in the parentheses, Bishleim Laman Damar Knas Laniyim. So according to the opinion, it holds that the penalty welcome, so we're on Pei Babam Beis, we're on 8 lines above where it gets wide, okay? So it says, B'shleim l'man d'mar k'nas l'aniyim, according to the opinion, says that the penalty was imposed to favor the aniyim, Yishma hachi, ahadri Rabbi Akiva l'pitcha l'bei kivrei. So it means like this. The way Rabbi Akiva is learning, that up until now, the Maaser Rishon was only for Levim, and now it's going to be for the aniyim. So either way, Reb Lazar ben Azariah is not entitled to it. So he's blocking off Reb Lazar ben Azariah's access to the Gina. El Laman Damar Lekonim, but according to the second opinion, that the Knas was now they'll share it with the Kohanim, Amaya Hadri Lepichel the Bekibre. Why did he close off access? In other words, Reb Lazar ben Azariah is in Kohen. So, but according to the Knas now, so they have a machlok at what the Din Doraisa is, but according to the Knas, which Rabbi Akiva will subscribe to, now it's also given to the Kohanim. And according to Reb Lazar ben Azariah, it's only given to the Kohanim. That's the way he's going to learn the Knas. So again, there's a Knas in the time of Ezra. So Rabbi Akiva learns the Knas is, according to one side, that Levim share it now with Kohanim, or because Rabbi Akiva holds it only goes to Levim Maaser Rishon. So now the Knas is we have to share it with the Kohanim. And Reb Lazar ben Azariah learns that now it only goes to the Kohanim before it would be Levim as well. But either way, the Kohanim are entitled to it. So why did Rabbi Akiva block off Reb Lazar ben Azariah from access to the Gina? Because according to that side, he's entitled to it. So the Gemara says, Haki Kamar, like this is what Rabbi Akiva was saying to Reb Lazar ben Azariah, or like, you know, like, or in essence, he says, Id ka'ati p'tori kanasa idlach. If you're coming by virtue of the Kanas, you want the Maaser Rishon, you're right. You're entitled to it in terms of the Kanas. And the Knas is but if you're coming like Midin Torah, then you're entitled to it like Mitzad Adin, late lock. In other words, that's Kufa is the machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Reb Lazar ben Azariah. Reb Lazar ben Azariah says Midin Torah, a Kohen is entitled to Maaser Rishon. And Rabbi Akiva holds absolutely not. Rabbi Akiva says there was a Takana of Ezra, that a Knas of Ezra, that now Kohenim are entitled to it. So Rabbi Akiva was saying to Reb Lazar ben Azariah, if you're utilizing the Kenas, you're entitled to it. But if you're Taina, I have a Din Chalukah Midin Torah, you're not entitled to it. And that's what you claim, that you have a tiny bit of Torah, take it, so you're not entitled to it. He says, Leitla. Okay, let me pause for a second, okay? So, again, let me just summarize a little bit for Yosef. You came late. I'm sorry you came late, Yosef. But the Gemara, you didn't do the Gemara up to now, did you? Oh, you did, okay. So the Gemara learned it was an incident with Reb Lazar Azariah, who was a Kohen, and he was taking Maaser Rishon from a Gina. And Rabbi Akiva rearranged the doorway to the Gina that now to get access to it, you have to go through a bit of Kvarot. So he couldn't get the Maaser Rishon anymore. So the question is, so Reb Lazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, we know they have a Machloket on the Din Torah, that they have Machloket. Rabbi Akiva holds Kohenim are not entitled to Maaser Rishon. Reb Lazar ben Azariah holds they are. That we know they have a Machloket. But on top of that Machloket, at a later point in time, i.e. in the time of Ezra, which is before the time of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Azariah, there was a penalty that was imposed on the Levim. So the Gemara has two tzadim in what the penalty was, but one thought is that the way Rabbi Akiva will learn it is up until now, only Levim are entitled to Maaser Rishon, and now the penalty is they have to share it with the Kohanim. And Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah learns that up until now, they were sharing, and now only the Kohanim get it. So the Gemara says, so why Taka? So either way, the Kohanim get it. So why did Rabbi Akiva, according to that side, why did Rabbi Akiva block off Reb Lazar ben Azariah from getting it? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was saying to Reb Lazar ben Azariah, if you're coming to take it in Din Knas, I agree you're entitled to it. But if you're coming to take it in Din Chalukah, that you hold on a derisive level, Kohanim are entitled to it, which is what you hold. So that I'm totally mechulik with you, and you can't get it. Now, the only thing it seems like I was bothered with, it seems kind of like, like forward to block him off from a third party's gina. You know, in other words, they have different shitot as to who's entitled to the Maaser Rishon. So I was telling Rabbi Sabalovsky today, he said that Reb Lazar ben Azariah was much younger than Rabbi Akiva, so it could be the member. But I said that when he was 18, he was head of the Sanhedrin, Reb Lazar ben Azariah. But he said he thought that way. Okay, now let me. Fern was patient. Who? Fern had the question before, right? Was that you, Fern, breaking in before? Yes. What do you got? What? Screen.
In fact, can you hear me? The connection is off.
Wait, I can't hear you. Wait, you're not coming through so clearly. There's a storm outside. Repeat again.
In fact. The Kohanim get the Truma, they're entitled to it, it's a gift. Do they need the Maaser financially or agriculturally? How do we get into this mess? Putting a Sparknas element to it.
Yeah, I can't hear every word, but what I understand, what mess did we get into? I don't understand, repeat.
We're deciding whether the Kohanim can take a bite out of the Maaser of the Levium.
When you say, how do we get into it? How did the Gemara get into this discussion, you mean? What do you mean?
No, I think that I could probably trace back. But
right.
Didn't the Kohen have enough the Truma that they didn't need to have the Maaser also?
No, the question is, again, there's a question on a Deraisa level. The Torah gives Zechuyos to Shevet Levi and Shevet Kohuna. So there's a Machloket.
Which is one Shevet.
By the Maaser Rishon, are they entitled to it or not? The Kohenim. So we have the Machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Reb Lazar ben Azariah.
Can you hear me now?
It's not coming in so clearly for, and I don't know why, but it could be the weather. It might be impacting. What?
Kohanim are entitled to Truma, which the Levites are not, correct?
Right, that's clearly the case.
Right.
But again, we said
they
according
need to go after the Maaser also.
Who?
In other words, they have their Truma.
I understand they have their Truma, but in other words, when the Torah gives 10% to Levi, does that include the Kohanim? In other words, maybe that's also like a gift that Kohanim get. All right.
I also have a comment. When the Kohen was blocked over the Bet Kvarot, can he not send a messenger who's not the Kohen to go fetch it for him?
I don't know.
How is that help when
you're
coming
up? Yeah, I don't
know. He doesn't have to be he himself.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
Why can't we say that he put the cemetery because he held, Rabbi Akiva held that to be given to the poor, and Rabbi Elazar was not poor?
No. Let's go back. We moved past the poor things, and we said.
Is it the poor or is it
Kohanim? Wait, let's go slowly with this. So the Gemara says So we said, according to the Tzad, Knas Alaniyim, Yishmachi, Ahad, Rebbe Kibra, Pichla, Beit Kibra. Then we understand it. Then the Gemara said, the Yolam, Ahad, Koronim, Amai, Ahad, Rebbe Kibra, Beit Kibra. Okay? All right. Now I'm moving on to the Gemara. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, this is five lines above where it gets wide. Umanala and Lo Sleek, Ubime Ezra. So either way, everybody agrees that in the time of Ezra, there was a penalty imposed on Levium because we're not making Aliyah. Where do we know Levium didn't make Aliyah in the time of Ezra? Tichtiv, so he quotes a pasuk from Sefer Ezra. He says, I gathered everybody by this flowing river named Ahava. He says, we encamped at the river. He's making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. He says, Vanachaneshaam Yamim Shosha, we encamped there for 3 days. Bavina Ba'amu Bakonim, and I examined the people, and the Konim, Ubine Levi, Lo Matzati Sham. I didn't find any Levium there. So clearly the Pasuk is saying the whole philosophy is making Aliyah, but no Levium there. So Amar Rav Chista says, Bathilo Yamamidim Shotrim, element of Levium. Initially, they would, Shotrim, who are like the, like you say, policemen in modern Hebrew, it means like the court officers would be Levium, Shenemar B'Shotrim HaLevium Lefneichem. Pasuk in Debrei Yamim says that Shotrim will be Levium. This is talking about in the time of Yeravim ben Nevat, and he sets up the Avodah Zarah. So a lot of Levium who had been, you know, serving Hashem, they fled from the 10 northern tribes, and they came to Yehuda. And so they used them as Shotrim. For the Bezdim. And it says here, 1 second. And now it means they went downhill, it sounds like. And we only take Shotrim from Yisrael. Shenemar, Shotrim HaRabim Barash Shechem. Like many Shotrim, but not Rabim, Barash Shechem. And Rashi says, the Hainu Yisrael, Shem Rabim Milabim. So I think they said there's a question about this Rashi. Now, but the other problem is, if you look in the Masorah Shas, he says, Pasuk Zilom Tzabat Tanakh. This pasuk is not found in Tanakh. Well, so that's the so I tell you, so the Hamik Davar at the end of Parshas Bo quotes this pasuk. He says it's not a pasuk, but it could be that I can't remember his exact words. He says that they all held from it. And it was like a phrase that they all held or something like that. Not that it was a pasuk, it was a phrase they all held from.
Maybe in kind of distinction, the shotrim halavim lifnechem, they say, oh yeah, the shotrim halavim rashachem. So now they're coming and changing the word.
Someone is saying that they're referring to a different pasuk. They had, where they could hear, they quote here in the art scroll, let me get it. They quote, he says, the person says, the comment attributed to Rashi is unlikely that written by Rashi himself. So I don't know if he means Rashi says,
and I said
I don't know why that can't be Rashi, but anyway he says it could be referring to a different pasuk, but Chat Rashi Shadikem, but Tenotam Rashi Malichem, the Shokrim Shadikem, it could be that pasuk, or anyway, so he says, and this is in footnote 23, when Levium ceased to be appointed as officers, possibly because they were penalized for not ascending with Ezra, because the Second Temple era, they no longer needed these jobs more than anyone else. The system was restored to its days in time Moshe, when each tribe had its own officers. Okay, anyway, yeah, well, then we could. Well, first, I don't know if it means no Levi, man. It means like you know, it could be some Levi, it could be some Levi. But the masses stay behind. It could be, but even Lu Yetzir Levi did stay. But even if Levi all stayed behind, they're not indispensable for the rebuilding of the base of Mikdash. Okay, now.
So the Shem says the Asimam you say that.
I think I missed that. Okay, let's go back. We only have a few minutes left, and I have to do the last next Mishnah. Okay, the second wide line on Pevam of Base. Now, Matnitin, Bat Yisrael, Shniset LaKohen. Bat Yisrael, Niset, she's married to the Kohen, Tochal B'Truma, she eats Truma. Now, Maid, B'Lahi Menu Ben. Now, a husband dies, the Kohen dies, and she has a son with the Kohen, Tochal B'Truma. She still gets to eat Truma because she's got the son there. He says, now, Niset Levi. Now, in the ongoing saga, husband number two is a Levi. So now she loses her right to eat truma when she marries the Levi, but she has the right though to eat the maaser. He says, mate, let's say a husband dies, he dies, the Levi dies, and she has a son. Now, if the husband would die and she didn't have any son from him, so she would have the son who was the son of the Kohen, and then she'd be able to eat the truma. But now she's married to Levi and she's got a son from the Levi. So now that's so no more truma. One second, blind man ben tochal b'masir. So the masir ticket is still open. Nishat Yisrael. Now husband number three is Yisrael. So this woman, this sounds like, well, it sounds like a couple. Right, so here it's going down. Kohen Levi Yisrael. So, but it sounds like
she's downwardly mobile.
Okay. Right. Katlani. Okay. So Nishat Yisrael. Lo tochal lo b'truma lo ma'aser. Now she can't eat truma. She can't eat ma'aser. Now wait. Now mate. Now husband number three dies. B'lai menu ben. She has a son with husband number three. Lo tochal lo b'truma ma'aser. Now mate benami Yisrael. Now let's say her son with the Yisrael dies. Tochal b'ma'aser. So now she goes back to the status quo before she married the Yisrael. Now she can eat the ma'aser. He says mate benami Levi. If the son from the Levi, so the son from the Yisrael and the son from the Levi both die. Tochal b'truma. Now she goes back. She's the widow from a Kohen with a Kohen who's a son. So now she can eat the truma. Meit benami Kohen. If the son from the Kohen now dies, lo tochal lo b'truma lo ma'aser. She can't eat anything. Okay. Now this the Gemara obviously is using this to demonstrate all the different halakot. Now let me just finish up the Mishnah, and then we'll have 30 seconds for questions, and then we got to move on. Okay. 1 minute. Now it's the opposite way around. So before we started with the Bat Yisrael that was married to the Kohen. So the woman was a Bat Yisrael marrying a Kohen. Now the Bat Kohen was marrying Yisrael. So Bat Kohen, she needed Yisrael. She went to the Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. So now she lost her right to eat truma because she married Yisrael. Mate, b'lahi menu ben. Now if he dies and she has no children, she goes back to eating truma. But now she has a son with him, lo tochal b'truma. She came with truma. Nisait l'levi. Now husband number two is a Levi. Tochal b'maisa. Now she's going up. Now, so she was about Kohen. So she was about Kohen. You always eating truma. Now she married Yisrael. She lost the rights. But now, and then she had a son with Yisrael. But now she marries a lady. Now she can eat maisa. Meit v'lahi menu ben. If he dies, but she has a son from the lady, she's tochal b'maisa. So that's her ticket to the maisa. Nisait l'kohen. Now, if husband number three is the Kohen, tochal b'truma. She can eat truma. Meit v'lahi menu ben. If he dies, but now she has a son with the Kohen, he says, Tochal b'truma. Now she can eat the truma. He says, Meit benami Kohen, but if the son from the Kohen dies, lo tochal b'truma. Meit benami Levi, if the son from Levi dies, lo tochal b'maaser. Meit benami Yisrael, if everybody's dead, so all the husbands are dead, all the kids are dead, and she was about Kohen, Chozeret l'beit aviyah. Then she goes back to her father's house, and then she can eat truma. Concerning this, it says, "V'shaval beit abi kinuram, ilechem abi yitochel." He's from the father's bread, and he sees the truma. Okay, we have 30 seconds. Okay, wait, Yosef, and then anybody in the cyberworld, quickly.
She married a Kohen first. She has a son.
Wait, the Israel.
I'm just saying.
Which case?
Anything. She married a.
Who is she?
Bat Yisrael.
What is she?
Bat Yisrael.
Bat Yisrael.
She married a Kohen.
Right.
She has a son.
Right.
She eats truma.
If the husband dies and the son survives, she eats
then
the truma.
She marries a lady.
Right.
She can't have truma anymore.
That's correct.
Stops.
Right.
And then she's
okay, wait, let me. Is anybody in the cyber world had a question? Okay, go ahead, Rafi.
Oh, is it also a girl?
Also a girl. Okay. Okay.
You have both a boy from a Kohen and a boy from a Levi.
So it's my question. Oh, wait.
Didn't work out so well for us in cyber world tonight. On and off, right?
What just happened? Where did he go?
Yeah, it was a problem with the rain.
I think so.
Oh, no, there he is.
It's a problem with the weather.
Bye.
Well, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, Malk. I see you in person. It's very rare. Good night.
Good night, Arthur. Good night.